Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. How many of you, it doesn't matter how many people are listening, but thank you for listening, and thank you for sending me your emails, writing in questions. I do answer most of the questions I get. You know, I don't answer hypothetical questions, but specific questions I love to chew on and answer. Who am I? Who is this Rebecca L. Norrington, Reality Spirituality? Well, this show, in August, wow, it's 9 years. 9 years since I've been hosting this show, Reality Spirituality Radio. And for my new listeners, what is this show? Who is she? Who the hell does she think she is? Well, I am the world's only happiness specialist. And what that means is my intention, my agenda in every moment is to choose to experience peace, happiness, contentment over anything else. And it is a choice in every moment. In every moment we make choices. But the fly in the ointment is our beliefs, our programmed beliefs, what we were taught about happiness, what we were taught about what this life purpose, destiny, all of this stuff that we were taught. This show I like to break down and, let's say, get right down to the nitty-gritty common denominator, and today's show is really about what has happened all week. It's about the idea of having fun. What is fun? Does fun contribute to happiness? What the hell? I mean, it's such a great topic because it kept coming up every single, I'm not going to say every day, but at least 3 times this week. So when something comes, throws in my face or gets put in my face, you know I got to talk about it. But before I do that, let me just share with you a little bit, especially for new listeners. I've got new people. I don't know how you people find me, but welcome. This show teaches Reality Spirituality, shares with you how to experience more happiness in your life. Now, I was interviewed yesterday, and one of the questions was, doesn't everybody want to be happy? Doesn't everybody raise their hand if you say you want to be happier? Isn't it something for everyone? You know, I guess this, who is your target audience? And I had to say, you know, years ago I would have said, hell yeah, of course everybody wants to be happy. Of course they do. Who doesn't? I mean, you hear the songs about it, you hear the movies about it, happiness, come on. But this is what I've found. People say they want to be happier. But the problem comes when I share with them what they have to do to be happier. And it's really only one thing. It's really only one thing. And that is, you have to be willing to look in the mirror and say, wow, all of the answers, all of the challenges, all of the things that I, all of the buttons that, you know, my buttons that are being pushed have nothing to do with anything out there, have nothing to do with the political climate, have nothing to do with the relationship, have nothing to do with how much money I have nothing to do with my health, have nothing to do with my coworkers, my job, my neighbors, my family. What? No. This happiness that I'm talking about, this peace, this internal peace that I'm talking about, comes from within. I get so many people talking about, ooh, change the world, change the world. Well, you know how you change the world? You change the world by changing yourself. You want to change the world, then you grow into what you want to see in the world. See, you can't change the world, add to the world, contribute to the world with anger, with judgment, with resentment, with, I can't even think of all of the words. The change in this world comes from looking in and doing the work and saying, you know what? I can be different. I can grow. I can change. So let me, and that is the struggle. There's not too many people that are willing to look in the mirror and say, oh, it's me. Now, some of you may be thinking, that's everything isn't me. Everything can't be me. I'm not even going to discuss that with you because I'm telling you, when you commit and prioritize wanting to be happier, the looking in the mirror, the finding the answers in the mirror, it really, really works. And it is empowering. It is so empowering. And let me share with you, because this is the topic. Oh, and let me say this. This show, I'm available for weekend workshops, for retreats, for seminars, for talks. Contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Before I go on, let me just share with you what my definition of happiness is. And I know if you listen to the show, you've heard it a million times, but here it is, a million and one. Happiness is the ability to be at peace, to be peaceful, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That's it. And there you go. Something just fell. And you see, listen, that just means, that's just more of confirmation of what I just said. That's how I'm going to take it. That's how I'm going to perceive it. Listen, the topic today, oh, and reality spirituality has expanded. I mean, now we're heard on Tuned In, and we're heard on iHeartRadio. So you can listen to this show live or you can listen to it archived. Anyway, let's get to today's topic. It's only been 15 minutes into the show. Let's get to today's topic. And today's topic started a few days ago when I was talking to my son, and he made a comment about doing laundry and how doing laundry wasn't fun. And I said, really? You can't find any fun in doing laundry, in washing clothes, folding clothes, drying clothes, over bleaching clothes. You know, how many people out there have spattered bleach on their favorite outfit? I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. Bleach has splattered on something that I've been wearing. Oh, my goodness. Don't even get me started. I don't know how I started on bleach, but... So when he said that he wasn't having fun doing laundry, I said to myself, I could have fun doing laundry. What is really the issue here? One of the things that I love to share on the show is, and it's very simple, happiness is a practice skill. I've said that a million times too. It is a practice skill like anything else, like writing, like being a musician or being an athlete or a doctor, or an attorney, or a gardener, or a waiter. Happiness is a practice skill, and what I share with you on the show is what to practice, what to eliminate, and what to practice. And one of the things that subtracts from your happiness, and happiness is the same as saying content, peace, is your foundation. One of the things that subtracts from your happiness in every moment is this energy, this vibration of being serious. Serious. It's important. It's serious. And you can feel what I'm saying. You can feel the difference in, oh, this is serious. This has to be taken care of. This has to be corrected. This has to be done. This has to be addressed. This has to be changed. That this is serious, this is important vibe is the opposite of the fun vibe. Now, fun is a vibration, but this is the thing. What I want to say is having fun is a state of mind. Having fun, being fun, or experiencing fun has really nothing to do with what you're doing, which is a good thing, because you can be doing anything, I don't care what it is, a chore, a task, something to do on your list of things to do, putting off your taxes. There is an element of fun in everything you do when you lighten up and you practice having fun. One of the things that I get all the time is, you're so much fun. I mean, in my real life, you're so much fun. It's so much fun to be around. You're fun. I hear you're fun. I hear you're funny. Some people don't think I'm funny, but this ability or practice of having fun in every moment is really, it goes against the programming, because the programming will tell you that everything isn't fun. There are certain things that are serious. There are certain things like death and cancer and all of these things that automatically program, oh, this is serious, this is not fun, let's change the vibration. And you understand what I'm saying. I know you get what I'm saying. And I'm not here to poo-poo anybody's health challenges. I'm not here to poo-poo anybody that's experienced somebody in their family that died. But let me just stay on that death thing, because if you listen to the show, you know that last year my mother died in October. And after the shock of hearing, you know, that my mother is dead, the first thing I did was call my son. And I had to say, we made a joke about my mother, because one of the things that my mother loved to do is to dance around things that were experiences or things that were maybe painful, maybe not that are uncomfortable. So I never got to talk to her about a real conversation about death, or a real conversation about sex, or a real conversation about feelings, you know, because some people just aren't, especially in that generation, just aren't open enough to discuss things. I remember having a conversation with my dad. I asked my father, I said, well, do you even have any faults? Can you even? And the thing is that when people are not able to really go deep and ask themselves a deep question, that just means that they're just not in the habit of doing that. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them. It just doesn't mean that they're not in the habit or practice that. So this thing about having fun or having fun is it's an easy one for me. It's an easy one because, listen, I find fun in nothing, in just conversations, just making up a language. Beepity beep, beepity beep. I did the beepity beeps this week. Now, I'm really kind of getting off topic, but let me share something else. So when my son asked me that question about it's not fun doing laundry, then I had a conversation same week a couple of days ago with a woman who is, let's just say she's attended a few of my classes. Let me say that. And she was telling me a story. It was so funny. She was camping, and she was telling me a story about how everything went wrong. She's in this camping club, this women's camping club, and how when she got to the camping site, the trailer, the ball hitch on the trailer was broken. You couldn't open the door. I mean, she listed, she says, Rebecca, everything that went wrong, everything that could go wrong went wrong. She couldn't set up her RV. It was so many things. And then she said she looked at across the way at another campsite, and there were these guys drinking and yelling and having the best time, having a lot of fun. And then she got even madder because they're having fun and she's miserable. So that's another question. When you are in a certain state and you don't feel like having fun, you don't feel like making a joke, what about other people that are having fun? What about looking at or observing people that aren't having fun? Does that bother you? I mean, you can go either way. You can either say, okay, that doesn't bother me. I see people having fun. Oh, that's going to make me feel lighter. Or that lightness, some of that lightness is carrying over. She said that it made her even madder because she was not having fun and these other people were, and it really pissed her off even more. But this is what she did. This is what she came up with, which was so creative. And I'm not going to take any credit, but what I have told her is that there is a practice to having fun. There is a practice to finding peace. There is a practice to this happiness, to this contentment. And you can customize anything that is going to fit you, that is going to help you or assist you in getting to an energy or a vibration of peace and contentment. So this is what this woman did, which is genius. And she was all by herself, and she was in a place where she didn't have phone service, because she wanted to call her husband and complain and tell him all the misery that she was having. But she didn't have phone service, so that was even worse. She's telling me this story. Now, I'm smiling on the inside. And while she's telling me the story, it's getting lighter and lighter and lighter, even though all of these things were going wrong, quote-unquote wrong. And so what she decided to do, which I thought was brilliant and was really works for her, because she is a writer. She loves to write. She's a creative writer. So she came up with this two-page letter. Oh, it was an email that she sent to her husband describing everything that went wrong. And she read it to me. She read it to me, and I'm telling you, I giggled and laughed through the whole thing with the anger. She was even getting mad at the emojis because she couldn't find the correct emoji that fit with her story. There are a lot of other emojis, but there was one emoji that they didn't have yet. Now she's pissed at that. But do you feel what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying about now she's writing all this out? Her mood is changing. Her vibration is changing. Her energy is shifting. And she's having fun writing about all of the things that went wrong. She's giggling, she's laughing, she's venting on paper. What a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant idea. And you can do that too, my dear audience, especially when you're in the middle of the storm. That is when you're challenged. That is when it is your responsibility to change it up, to switch it up. Hold on a second, audience. Hold on. Technical difficulties. There we go. We're back. We're back. We're back. I don't know if the sound went off for a second. But anyway, so what a great idea. Now, let me say something. This programming that we've all received, and I talk about it a lot. The title of my second book is Program for Unhappiness. And this program that we're talking about, the programming says that is there is something that we need to do in order to have fun. There is something that we need to experience in order to have fun. Give you an example. I was talking to someone else within the week, and he was saying that the only time he has fun is when he's playing golf. So he hates his job. He hates a whole list of everything. But I love golf, and the only time I have fun is when I'm playing golf. And so I'm thinking, hey, then you need to be playing golf every single day. But the truth is, see, this is the truth. It's not the golf. We have been programmed to think that it is something. We've been programmed to think that it is an activity of fun. And not to say that, hey, playing volleyball, playing golf, tennis, badminton, whatever your activity it is, at a concert, that you can't have fun, but know that fun is going to come and it's going to go with whatever experience, with whatever activity you are involved in. So I'm saying that you can extend it in any moment. You don't have to wait to an activity. And in fact, the activity is I know the activity is an excuse or a reason that we say we're having fun. I mean, if you're on a roller coaster and you like roller coasters, oh, gee, that was fun. But I'm talking about the times when you're not on a roller coaster having fun. I'm talking about the times when you're not playing golf. I'm talking about most of the moments throughout the day where is the fun? And what I'm saying and what I'm sharing is that you can practice having fun regardless, even washing dishes. But it is a practice, and it is a practice that you, my dear audience, can come up with a game. I play games with myself. I don't know how that sounds, but I play games with myself all the time. How fast can I pick up the laundry? How fast can I pick up the leaves? Or if there's always some kind of silly, stupid, goofy game that keeps me engaged or keeps me, oh, this is fun. And it doesn't matter if I'm by myself or it doesn't matter if I'm in a crowd of people. Because if I'm in a crowd of people, I'm going to include them in the fun too. One of the things about having fun, and when I say fun, I'm talking about nonsensical fun, fun that doesn't make sense, fun that you just make up in your head. Make up, you just make up stuff. You make stuff up. When I'm talking about that element of fun or making things up, making games up, you can do it with anything, I think I said that already, washing dishes. Let me say this. But it always comes back to you and whether or not you are willing to, wanting to, commit to, prioritize, letting go of that serious, important stuff. Just let it go a little bit. I know. These are serious. It is. I know. But let's pretend for maybe a week. it could be longer, that things aren't so serious. Things aren't that important. Can you even get off of that serious vibe, that serious tip, just for a week? Or are you that attached to being serious and important? See, this is a big awareness question. The reason, well, I'm not even going to say the reason why. I don't know the reason why. I just know that I grew up in a house where there weren't a lot of things. You know, my mother was really in that little fun mode. I could catch her. We could catch her in a moment or two where she would be fun, fun, fun. She was a lot more fun than my dad. My dad wasn't really that goofy or silly. He was a serious kind of guy, but he liked his jokes. But the silliness, the fun, not too much. My dad wouldn't even allow us to watch Three Stooges, he said, because they're too silly. Now, I love the Three Stooges. Now I'm getting off track again. But let me say this. Fun is a state of mind. You can have fun doing anything at any time. When I go to my gynecologist, one of the reasons why I go back to California to visit my gynecologist, and one of the reasons is because he's such a, listen, on the gynecologist, okay, so you're on your back, feet in stirrups, and on the ceiling he has a sign that says relax. I mean, that's what I'm saying, that kind of vibe, and you can do that in any moment. You can practice that if you want, if you feel, if you are willing to give up that seriousness, give up that life, it's important, this is serious. Relax, let go, and let's start having fun. Hey, I'm looking at some lemons right now. I could just pick up those lemons and start juggling them. And, of course, I don't know how to juggle, so all of them would just drop. Now, that would be fun for a minute or two. The other thing I did, I'm just going to share some things that I did. I had a, I don't know if you shop at Costco, but Costco sells their water. It's a case, and there's a they're plastic, it's thick plastic, and it holds, I think there's 24 water bottles. And, you know, you get to the, I can't pick up that whole case. I have to take water bottles out of the container, and you can swing that. It's heavy, but if you take water bottles out, you can swing that bag or that plastic with the water bottles. You can swing it back and forth, and then all of a sudden it's a big lift and lands on the counter. I mean, I know I just described something. I don't even know if you get it, but making videos of self is another way of having fun. When you capture the essence of your vibration and your energy in any moment, you can feel whether you're light, whether you're serious, whether you're having fun, or whether you're not. So I encourage another, just very quick videos of self having fun doing dishes. Make things up. Make something up. That's right. Make a video of yourself having fun doing something mundane. That's an order. That's your assignment. Hopefully, with this short and very sweet show, you have a different perspective or a different understanding and are willing to or wanting to and are excited to practice having more fun, creating more fun, creating fun. Not just, it was fun, but create it. Make it up. My favorite quote is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This journey is about being light, enjoy, fun, let go. One of the things that subtracts from your happiness, one of the things that subtracts is being serious, thinking everything is important, having judgment, living in the past, having preferences, expectations, thinking anything is important, thinking anything is serious. See, those are just a few of the things that subtract from your peace and subtract from your happiness. The other things that you practice that will add to your happiness is making happiness your number one priority and commitment, surrendering to the moment, humbling your ego, because your ego is the one that will tell you this isn't fun. Doing taxes, doing laundry, gardening isn't fun. I know some people who love to garden. Acceptance, living consciously, being okay with uncertainty, trusting, letting go, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus. Those are some of the things that you practice that are going to add to your peace, that are going to add to your happiness. Your assignment this week is to come up, create something out of nothing in one of your mundane chores that, oh, God, I have to fill in the blank. And let's just start. Put on some music, dance to it, sing to it, jog around to it. Do something different. Have fun, create fun, and you want, and then you're going to be adding fun and lightness to the world. That's my show. That's my suggestion. That's my practice. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, you can find me on YouTube. I have a few videos. Feel free to check it out. My book, first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is being written, and we don't know when it's coming out, but it's going to be out. I have to finish that book. I just have to. Unless I die tomorrow, then I won't have to. Somebody's going to finish it. I'd say I'm about 80% done. Anyway, until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Your assignment, your homework assignment, and you can choose to do it or not, is to create some kind of fun out of nothing. And the more you do it, the more you do it, the more it's going to become who you are, the more, the lighter you're going to feel, the lighter people around you are going to feel. But I highly recommend it. And until next week, my dear audience, thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.